Next to the Middle East, humanitarian suffering in Gaza has reached unimaginable levels. That's what 25 countries, including Ireland, said in a joint statement yesterday. They're urging Israel to let aid into the enclave and to allow humanitarian workers operate there. The Council of Europe has called on European countries to halt arms deliveries to Israel, and this follows widespread condemnation over the killing of six journalists in Gaza this week. Eran Etzion, former deputy head of the National Security Council in Israel, who served under four Israeli prime ministers, joins us now. Eran, international pressure growing. Can that change anything?
Good morning. Yes, I think it can. The situation is extremely complex, and one needs to understand that in addition to the really horrific situation in Gaza, there is an ongoing governmental anti-democratic coup, which is raging and actually surging. So the government, on the one hand, is threatening to surge the campaign in Gaza, and on the other hand, is already surging its campaign against the majority of Israelis, against state institutions, against Israeli democracy, against really the very core of this country. So Israelis, when they wake up, most of us are, I would say, just as concerned with what's going on internally and the fact that we're essentially losing our democracy very quickly, as they are, obviously, with the war, with the situation of the hostages and so on. So it's a double front for us here.
Well, if you're saying that, how much pressure is the government under then?
It is under pressure, but it's not acting as a democratic government. It's already acting in a fully autocratic mode, which means that the level of sensitivity that it has, both to external pressures and even more so to domestic pressures, is not what you would expect sitting in Ireland or outside of Israel. One needs to understand that this is kind of a Turkish or a Russian situation under Erdogan and Putin rather than your usual liberal democratic situation. It's a minority government. 80% of Israelis want the war to end, want the hostages released, and want immediate elections. And the government is acting with all its might, with all the state powers that it has, to thwart that on both fronts.
Well, the Israeli government has a plan. It's following that plan. The plan is for the military takeover of Gaza. It wants to wipe Hamas out. It hasn't managed to do that since the start of the war. So can its occupation do that?
One needs to look at it, again, from two distinct perspectives. One is the political perspective, which is, as I said, the guiding one, the leading one from the perspective of Netanyahu and the government. It's all about maintaining their grip on power, making sure that we don't have elections, or if we do, that they won't be free and fair, and crushing state institutions, including the Shin Bet, the domestic security that they want to politicize, and the IDF, including the head of the IDF that they just nominated 6 months ago, and they're now attacking him. So all of this is going on, and now this is one perspective. And the other is when you look at it really from kind of your classic strategic way of looking at the Gaza arena and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and all of that, obviously the government's intent has now fully aligned with the most extreme right-wing elements in the government. There is by now no distinction between the Kahana elements in the government, the Ben-Gvirs and the Smutriches, and Netanyahu himself, and most of the Likud. They are fully aligned, and their goal is not only to occupy Gaza, but to transfer the population out of Gaza, calling it, quote-unquote, the Trump plan, because we, as our listeners probably remember, Trump mused about this horrible idea a few months ago, and Netanyahu grabbed onto it. And
well, how are you reading, then, comments by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where he's saying Palestinians will be allowed to leave Gaza before the offensive really starts to broaden out? Is there a danger that they'll be forced out? How are you reading this?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, with Netanyahu, it's not what he says, it's what he does, or what he allows to happen. He's lying through his teeth. Everybody by now understands it, including all world leaders. And so don't listen to what he says. Listen to what he does and what he orders the army to do. And the orders are, yes, to do in Gaza what was previously done in Rafah, in Khan Yunis, in other Palestinian cities, which is first to evacuate the population forcefully without any... It's not like they have somewhere to go, okay? There is no viable infrastructure anywhere else in Gaza. So they will be essentially thrown out into what is in effect a desert, both in terms of the living conditions, in terms of the heat, in terms of the absence of any human infrastructure whatsoever. They will be thrown out. And all of this is in preparation for transferring them, quote unquote, willfully to other countries, which of course by now no country has accepted the Israeli offers to receive these wretched people, but that's the plan.
We were talking earlier about Israel wanting to wipe Hamas out. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says Hamas is now an insurgency. Could this be Israel's Vietnam?
It is already Israel's Vietnam, and it's actually much worse, because Vietnam was far away from the U.S. And life in the U.S. were continuing normally. There was no internal anti-democratic coup. Our situation is much worse. And of course, the entire historical background of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the West Bank, which we haven't mentioned, which is obviously part of this conflict. So actually, it's much, much worse. As catastrophic as Vietnam was for the Americans, this is worse for us.
Eran Etzion, former deputy head of the National Security Council in Israel, who also served under four Israeli prime ministers. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 10 to 9 after the break. Heatwave emergency in Europe.